Fiat. June 24th, 1934. One who lives in the divine will feels the divine heartbeat within her works, knows its intent, operates together with it, and is the welcome one in the divine fiat. I feel I am in the arms of the divine will, which, with an insuperable goodness, makes present to me everything it has done for love of the creatures, in order to receive the pleasure of making it known to me, and to receive, as renewed, the glory of everything it has done for love of us. And since it has done everything out of pure love, it seems it is not content if it does not feel known and loved back by the one who was the cause of its making so great a work and of indescribable magnificence. But while my mind was wandering within the multiplicity of so many divine works, my always lovable Jesus, repeating his little visit, told me, "My little daughter, our love, our works, want to have life in the creature. They want to make themselves felt as palpitating, so as to give her the love and the fruits that our works contain, which, as though giving birth within them, produce they too, love and divine fruits. Everything we have done is always in act, and we call the creature into the very act that we are performing, to make known to her our works, how much love they contain, with how much wisdom and power they have been formed, and how, in everything we do, our goal is always toward the creatures. Nothing have we issued outside of ourselves which would not palpitate love or call the heartbeat of the creature to loving us. We had need of nothing, because we possess within ourselves, in our own divine being, all possible and imaginable goods. And because we possess the creative virtue, as many goods as we want to create, so many of them are in our power. Therefore, all of our external works were made for them, to give them love, to make known to them who it is that has loved them so much, and as the stairways in order to let them ascend to us and give us their little love. If one does not know us, we feel robbed, and by one who does not love us, we feel betrayed. Now, my daughter, do you want to know who it is that receives our heartbeat of the created things, our intent, the knowledges, and gives us her heartbeat, her requital of love? One who lives in our will. As the creature enters into it, with its wings of light, like arms, it clasps her to its bosom. And because it possesses its incessant act, it says, "Look at me, the way I am operating, or rather, let us do it together, that you may know what I do, my distinct love from one created thing to the other, and you may receive all these degrees of my ardent love, in such a way as to cover you and keep you drowned with love, but so much that you won't be able to say to me anything but that you love me, you love me, you love me. If you do not know it, you will not be able to receive the fullness of love, nor enjoy the fruits of our works. Now, I want to tell you another surprise. As the creature enters into our will, not only does she do what we have done in creation, in redemption, in everything, and remains enriched in an admirable way by the works of our Creator. But she gives us the new glory, as if our works were being repeated again. Everything we have done passes through the channel of the creature, which is our will for this to happen. And by virtue of it, we feel the glory repeated for us, as if we were stretching out a new heaven and were operating a new creation. And as we feel her coming into our will, we welcome her. And overflowing with new love, we say to her, "Come, touch with your own hand what we have done. Our works are alive for you, not dead. And by knowing them, you will repeat the new glory and the new requital of love." It is true that our works sing our praises and glorify us of their own. Or rather, we ourselves sing our own praises and glorify ourselves continuously. But the creature in our will gives us something more. She gives us her will operating within our works, her intellect in order to know them, and her love in order to love us. Hence, we feel the glory that a human will is repeating for us, the glory as if our works were being repeated. Therefore, always in my divine fiat do I want you, that you may receive its secrets and drink in large gulps its admirable knowledges. By being known, life can be communicated, works are repeated, and the goal is achieved.